Okay.
Yeah.
So, we'll just do a 3-2-1 then.
Yep. And you start it off.
Sure thing. Are you counting or am I counting?
I will count. And 3-2.
Special edition of Collected Issues. This is going to be a quick little segment. Bruce and I thought to try to keep with a lot of upcoming news and everything like that, that's happening out in the comic world right now, or even just entertainment world in general.
Yeah, something happened.
Something did happen.
And we have an opinion.
And we do have an opinion.
Two somethings,
yeah. One, and they both revolve around Marvel. And one is they're changing a couple of their main characters right now. I don't know the exact specifics. I've read some of Thor and some of Cap, but
let's split it up and hit one at a time.
Okay. Well, so I know Thor. We'll start off with Thor because that's a pretty hot issue right now. Yeah. In that a female is taking over the role of Thor.
Right. Someone worthy is going to pick up the hammer because he's done something that's made him unworthy of it.
Correct.
So he will be going back to. I don't know what the hell was the name of his axe. Jabbermoosh or something. I don't know.
Jabbertorn? I don't know. Whatever
it is. Jabberjaw. The old Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Yeah. Maybe it's a soft J. It's a Yabber.
Yabber yawn. I don't know. But he's done something horrible, so yes. He's no longer worthy of the hammer. And it's
have they
weird
done this before?
What was the guy's name? Eric Masterson or whatever? He was Thunderstrike.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there was Beta Ray Bill.
Right. Beta Ray Bill, probably the most well-known person to wield Thor's hammer.
I think I have a complete run of Thunderstrike comics upstairs. he was the, construction worker who picked it up, and he had a leather jacket, a sleeveless leather jacket he wore.
This was trying to compete with the Image Times, wasn't it?
It was pretty sweet, yep.
Did you like that run?
Or no.
No?
No, it was awful.
I'm sure it was. What do you think about somebody taking over the mantle?
I don't care.
You don't care?
With Thor is a guy, whether he has a hammer or not. I think it's weird for them to say, okay, here's the new Thor, and it's a woman. Thor isn't just who carries the hammer. Thor's the guy carrying the hammer, right?
Yeah, it's so that's the thing that's kind of always confused me about Thor's legacy or starting thing.
Right.
Is that it's specifically inscribed on the hammer. Whoever should be worthy will who can pick up this axe or this hammer shall have the power of Thor or something like that, correct?
Right, and I think the power of Thor when it comes to the hammer is really only the lightning stuff because he can do everything else without the hammer.
But the hammer does a lot of stuff for him. I mean, it makes him fly. It makes him pretty invulnerable too, doesn't it?
I don't know. I thought he was invulnerable without the hammer. I mean, he doesn't get shot in the hammer. He gets shot in the chest.
That's true. But maybe the hammer is an
extension. The flying thing, you called that, though, because he throws the hammer and it just kind of pulls him afterwards.
And I'm not going to lie, that's what I think one of the coolest things is about the hammer is that he just swings that bitch around and it just takes him off.
What about the first Thor movie? There's a bit where he doesn't have the hammer for most of the movie. So
he's not able to pick it up at the
time. He's kind of powerless, I guess.
Right. So somebody is more glorified to pick it up than he is, and
it just so happens to be a woman,
right?
Which doesn't seem that odd to me. Didn't Wonder Woman pick it up once?
Superman did.
Hasn't Captain America picked it up? I mean, I really don't see it as that big of a deal. And frankly, I've seen people say this on the internet, and I 185% agree with them. When Avengers 2 comes out, Thor's going to have his hammer back. Captain America is going to have the shield back. None of this matters. They were on The View talking about it, and then Stephen Colbert, and everyone's like, oh my god, they're changing stuff.
No, well, I mean,
no, they're not.
I mean,
you're cutting in and out, Mike.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you this second, yes.
All right. I don't know what I'm going. I'll just stay like this right now. I don't know what's going on. I was kind of adjusting my mic a little bit. That could have been part of the problem. So
adjusting yourself because you are Mike.
But it's to make the news. I mean, and whether you think so or not, but these companies have to stay relevant in some sense of another. I mean, you know, and it might be – maybe it's something that's very important to the story. I don't know. Because I haven't read up that far. I mean, and maybe it's just an attention grabber. I mean,
no.
To stay relevant, you have to do something like that. But I mean,
well, let's talk a little about Captain America, and then I think we can lump the two of these together again.
Correct.
Staying relevant and all that. So, the issue with Captain America, as I understand it, Steve Rogers, the superhero serum, it's wearing off.
Okay.
He's becoming mortal. He's aging.
Does this have to do with his time in Dimension Z?
I think.
Okay.
He
was in there for an equivalent of about 10 years.
Yeah.
Which was minutes on our time.
Right. Either way, whatever led to it, he's losing his powers now, and he's turning the shield and the mantle over to Sam.
Falcon.
Yes. Was it Sam Wilson?
I believe so.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's... It's like Batman Beyond to me, because Captain America is still he's gonna be in Sam's ear, sitting back at the Avengers Mansion, telling him do this, do that.
Maybe so, not as hostily.
But it's very Batman Beyond, and again, I'm okay with this because I can't imagine it really matters.
Right, and I think my thing is some people, they think that they're doing it just to be politically correct or something like that. I mean,
no, I would say if anything, it's the opposite of political correct. If they are doing it to say, hey, look what we can do, then they pick a black guy and a woman. I mean, that seems really odd to me that their two go-tos would just be black guy and a woman.
Well, Sam has been such a prominent character for Cap for a long time. He's essentially been, and I'm not saying this to diminish the character at all, but he was Bucky for the modern version of Cap. You know what I mean? I'm not saying he was sidekick, but
yeah.
Nightwing-ish.
I would just say he's Robin.
Right.
He is the sidekick. My son Crichton, he's a huge fan of the Falcon because of the Superhero Squad TV shows.
Yep.
I mean, Falcon features more prominently than Captain America.
Right.
Crichton just likes him. I'm like, why do you like him? He's like, he's got a bird and he can fly. I'm like, that's all it takes? So...
I mean, he had a very prominent role in Cap 2, so
yeah.
it's a hot character right now that people haven't been paying attention to. So they're just saying, this character did really well for us in the movie. This is kind of – let's see if we can capture a little lightning in the bottle action. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So – but yeah, you're right. Like by the time Avengers 2 comes out, which is 2016 if I'm not mistaken, it's – they're going to both be back in their own realm. Hell, if Marvel can last a year with it, it'd be surprising. I mean, they killed off Bucky and Thor in, Fear Itself. And yeah. Before Fear Itself epilogue even ended, they're like, well, they're actually still alive.
How long was Bruce Wayne dead?
Oh, you mean actually trapped in time or whatever it was? I think it was – might have been just about 2 years. Total by the time, but he had already been established that he was trying to make his way back before that, if I'm not mistaken, because Batman and Robin made it, I think, to issue 16 by the time he was back.
Okay.
And that's there were a couple delays because of things that happened in Blackest Night that they had to wait to unfold before they could release, you know, something along that lines.
Right.
It was probably right around 2 years. So, I mean, at the most, that's all we're looking at is 2 years. And maybe they'd be able to tell good story. I mean, how long was Steve Rogers technically gone for? It was almost, I think, 2 years, maybe a little bit over two, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 years sounds about right.
Yeah, so, I mean, by the time...
I don't understand why people get upset about these things.
That's the issue right now, is that it's not... It's not that big of a deal in the long thing. You're just giving a character or somebody else time to shine. You can put another character on a back burner for a little bit, and you get to make a little news out of it too. It's – you know what I mean? Like from a corporate standpoint, it makes sense.
Now will there be payoff for this news they're generating? I mean, do they honestly think that if Whoopi Goldberg mentions that Thor is going to be a woman – on The View, that now all of a sudden Whoopi Goldberg's fans are going to run out and buy Thor?
No, I doubt that at all.
Even if a glut of people do go out and buy Thor, you know, the first lady issue or whatever the hell they're going to call it, are they really going to stick around for the second or the third one?
Maybe.
I mean, haven't we kind of proved that you're either buying comics or you're not? I mean, who's really swayed by what's on the cover or, you know, what's covered on the television shows?
The same 200,000 people. Like yeah. You know what I mean? They're not. You're not. If you're lucky, you can probably bring in another 2,000 people with doing something like this. Right. You know what I mean?
Look at the amount of press generated off of the female Thor thing versus the amount of attention that the first Avengers movie had.
Right.
Okay. First Avengers movie made billions of dollars.
Correct.
Now, how much did readership jump in the Avengers comics?
I doubt much.
Because you had billions of eyeballs looking at these characters. Mm-hmm. It's captive audience for over 2 hours, right?
Correct.
It was a two-hour commercial for Iron Man comics, Captain America comics, Falcon comics. And how much dollars did that generate for Marvel as a comic company?
I mean, for their entertainment business and for Disney, I mean...
Entertainment business aside, how much the actual books... when the three Iron Man movies have been out, and he featured heavily in the Avengers movie, have they sold more Iron Man comics because of the movies?
That's a good question. I don't think it works like it used to, like back in the 80s and the 90s. When Batman came out, I remember even Ed Brubaker said that when those movies came out that they would get... they would get bigger checks because their readership or the comics would sell more at that point in time and that they would get some money on the side and that's not even a common practice. Denny O'Neill just did that because he thought of you take care of the creators who are in the process of pushing the character while the movie's out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know. Like, cause I mean, you think about it, when Iron Man came out, Iron Man was in the process of, coming out of Civil War, you know what I mean?
Right.
So what is that? Like, how did that look for, people? Or is like, oh, Tony Stark, this is pretty cool. This redeeming character who was oh, wait, he's leading a group of people against superhumans? Like, what?
Right.
Did people stick around for that? I know the first issue sold really well, but I don't know how – I mean, they also did – Jesus, I feel like it was like nine variants for that.
Yeah, I would be interested in going back and looking that up. But I think, honestly, if it had paid off, we'd be hearing about it. If it had paid off, then there would be no Marvel-DC rivalry because Marvel would have just kicked their asses.
Right, because they've done so much more with their movie franchises than DC has been able to.
So I don't think buzz equates to sales.
Correct, but... how much are they getting from advertisement and stuff, you know, for people talking about this or like, I don't know. Like, do you think they can get cash flow based off of that too? Like more hits on their website? Does that do anything for them? Cause
yeah,
there's
yeah,
advertisement
sell
on there.
Web banners, yeah. That, but before this, I just, Googled why is Captain America retiring? Then I Googled new female Thor. They both took me to, Newsarama and CBR and Bleeding Cool. Neither of them took me directly to either Marvel or DC's website. So if they are trying to sell revenue based on their websites and the buzz they're generating, it's not working. The analytics aren't there.
Right.
You're breaking up again, buddy.
I'll hear from the web. My bad. I don't know. I mean, I know that you want to try to get some kind of buzz around it, but what are you bringing in, actually?
Yeah.
So.
More power to him, because I like comics. I want comics to succeed, but Is this going to make me read it? Nope. You know what made me read Thor? You talking about Thor.
Right. Yeah, word of mouth. You know, people are saying, hey, I really enjoy Thor right now. And you're like, okay, I'll give it a read. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, I hate this or I love this.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? How many people have been standing back waiting saying, man, I'd love to read Thor, but you know what? I like boobs.
And then they're like, oh my God, a hammer and boobs?
Yeah. How many people are like, I want to be a Captain America fan, but I just don't like white guys.
Well, and the other thing is, too, he's like, I think Sam's the 17th person to wear the Cap shield.
I was wondering about that.
Like, there's so many people. Like, Cap's retired and done
stuff. Did you hear the thing that Kyle Baker tweeted?
No.
It was hilarious. I'm going to just paraphrase.
Okay.
He's like, wow, a black Captain America? That's a brilliant idea. They should find the guy who thought of that and give him a huge check.
Didn't he do a book about, like, the first Captain America?
Yeah, it's called Truth, Red, White, and Black.
Right.
But I love how, you know, he just – and he wrote more, like, on his Facebook and his page. But it's basically like, you know, we've done this before. Not that big of a deal.
Right.
They're just, you know, people outside of comics are aware of it now.
Because everybody, it's a knee-jerk reaction, you know what I mean? Like, they're like – but I think that some people, I think because of the way they respond so hastily, don't realize how potentially racist or misogynistic they could come across because of the way they phrase things, you know, because they just think, well, Cap's not black. He should be a white guy. White guys represent America. And then you're like – wait a second.
I don't know, but
there's people that are like that, though. You know what I mean? Like,
they
take it way too seriously. It's a book. It should be fun. If you can't enjoy it, then stop reading. That's the easiest thing to do.
22 pages every 30 days.
Right.
And you know going in that it's gonna hit. You know, they're gonna hit reset every now and then. Yeah. Well, we're like 12, 13 minutes into this. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. This was just supposed to be a down and dirty.
Down and dirty, and we were down and dirty for a minute.
So. Yeah. So this is like a special episode type of thing?
We're going to do these, like I said, from time to time for ourselves trying to stay relevant and with what we want to talk about. So
session 1.5, for lack of a better term, of collected issues. You can find us on brucenhughes.com, but eventually I'll get us up on iTunes.
And I am in the process of redoing our Twitter page, so I've already changed the password and everything. I just got to update the cover photos and stuff. So collected issues will be on Twitter. So
woo, sounds good.
All right, till next time, kiddos.
Late.